Bill Seward hasn't officially taken the helm as Haines' new permanent borough manager, but that hasn't stopped him from sitting in on meetings and getting acquainted with his new town. He observed the Haynesboro Assembly meeting on Tuesday and said afterward that the frank discussions were refreshing.
I'd just like to say that Bill Seward scared me. I thought he was going to say after this meeting he changed his mind.
That's Assemblyman Mike Case. At the tail end of a 2.5-hour Assembly meeting this week, the borough's new manager sat in for its entirety and spoke during the public comment period.
It's an absolute honor to have been selected as your borough manager, and I echo your accolades. In regards to Mr. Ryan, I look forward to working with you as we do the handoff.
Seward said he signed off on the contract and is scheduled to start at $95,000 a year. One of his first priorities is to finalize the contract with the new police chief, Heath Scott. He said he was planning to take care of that on his first day in office, June 20th. As for the meeting, Seward said the banter between assembly members was enlightening.
I think they were healthy discussions. Yeah, no, I have to say I was very impressed by what I saw tonight.
The Portage Cove Small Boat Harbor expansion project is one of the big issues he said he's looking forward to diving into. A few residents spoke out against the current 95% design at Tuesday's meeting, mostly citing issue with the proposed steel wave barrier. Seward says he still has a lot to learn about the project, but he doesn't want to hold up progress.
I am anxious to learn about the details, even more so because being a former member of the Coast Guard, I understand, you know, a lot of the dynamics that go with trying to maintain a port. I heard a lot of the comments this evening about this, and you know, I definitely want to make sure that we move forward to facilitate, you know, commerce. I think we definitely need to take a good look at the issues that were raised this evening to make sure that, you know, we're on the right path.
Seward said he and his wife have been welcomed with open arms since they arrived a few days ago.
And I'm happy. I officially start the job on Monday, but it is kind of neat to still participate as a member, a new member to the Haines community. You know, I'll tell you, in every business that we've dropped into, every person we've been on the sidewalk, I mean, it's nice to be able to see folks saying hello.
One of interim manager Brad Ryan's final big tasks was approved at the meeting. The $12 million FY17 borough budget passed 5-1. Assemblyman George Campbell said he wasn't going to waste the assembly's time trying to make amendments, but he wanted to voice his disapproval.
The state government is going to be paying less money out. The federal government is paying less money out. Our schools are looking at one more year maybe of having their budgets before their budget surpluses are up. We're in budget deficit spending, treating it business as usual. I think this is the time we should be buckling down.
The assembly also passed the minor offenses ordinance in a 5-1 vote. Again, Campbell was opposed. He said for the assembly to pass the 300 violation list as it is, with many redundant and, quote, silly rules, is taking the easy way out. Assemblymember Diana Lapham responded.
I take exception to the verbiage from Mr. Campbell as far as past assemblies passing silly ordinances. Our ordinances, our code, is based on a cause and effect. There was a cause, and the code is the effect of that.
The next borough assembly meeting is June 28th.